Irish Week at the Augusta Heritage Center of Davis and Elkins College was founded in 1982 and is the oldest Irish-themed music and dance week of its kind in the country. For 33 years, Irish Week has been changing the course of lives and continues to do so. Ten years ago, Jenny Shilliday was teaching classical music and decided she wanted a change. So she came to the Augusta Heritage Center of Davis and Elkins College to connect with her roots by learning how to sing in Irish from Bridget Fitzgerald.
And I came here and I found not only was Bridget a wonderful teacher and the whole Augusta world incredibly supportive, the whole folky world that I suddenly was immersed in for a week was so, people were bending over backwards to help you if you were genuinely interested in learning. So although it was a great week and I went home and back in a way to my regular life, but it was life-changing. Now, 10 years later, I come back every year to study with Bridget, and I've taken a few other classes here too, and picked up Irish instruments. I did not play instruments before. And I teach for Crescendo Academy of Music in Kalamazoo, and I teach for DEMA in Detroit, and do some guest artist work, and that's full-time for me now. So, and that would not have happened if I had not come to Augusta.
And the changes didn't end there.
In fact, I even indirectly met my husband through Augusta because I got into that world and started co-hosting Irish sessions and singer sessions. This nice tall fiddler walked into one day and we struck up a conversation and now we're married.
This year, Jenny is sharing Augusta with a new generation. She brought 9-year-old Maggie Hillard, one of her students from the Detroit Irish Music Association School, to Augusta. Maggie and her father, Mike, are here to nurture Maggie's passion for singing and also connect with her Irish heritage. Maggie discovered her love for singing almost by accident. She was taking Irish dance lessons when her instructor noticed her singing as they danced and suggested they compete in the next Irish singing contest in Detroit. She won the competition.
I just like how it makes me feel like I'm doing what I was meant to do, and yeah, it just makes me feel like I belong singing. So.
Maggie continued to sing and recently won the Midwest Flaw in both Irish and English singing and a chance to compete in the All-Ireland Flaw in Sligo, Ireland this August. Maggie's teacher thought the best way to prepare Maggie to sing in Ireland was for her to be able to learn from her own teacher. So they came to Augusta to study Irish Shano singing with Bridget Fitzgerald. In addition to singing, Maggie is learning how to play penny whistle with Nora Rendell and is staying up late doing what she loves most, singing. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Carroll in Elkins.